We are going to get the special meeting of the Hood River City Council started. I'm going to turn it over to the mayor here to start the meeting in just a second, but a few kind of housekeeping items. We are doing this remotely, and everybody is in separate locations to support social distancing. The public was notified, and we do have a speakerphone set up here at City Hall. Per Oregon or open public meetings laws, we don't have anybody here in the audience, but we do have a number of people, including staff, who have dialed into the meeting. So with that, I will turn it over to the mayor to open the meeting.
Thank you, Rachel. Can everyone hear me? You can just nod your heads.
Yes.
Great, thank you. Okay, I'm going to open the special meeting of the Hood River City Council on March 19th at 10 a.m. So we all know this meeting is about the COVID-19 coronavirus issue that we have going on right now. So I've called the meeting to order. I'm just going to do a roll call. So if each of you could unmute when you state your name, I'd appreciate it. Gladys Rivera.
Go ahead.
I'm here.
Okay. Jessica Mehta.
Unmute them all, yeah.
Okay, hold on, Jessica.
Here.
Thank you. Megan Saunders.
Here.
Mark Zandmiller.
Yep, I'm here.
Thank you, Mark. Eric Haney.
Eric, we aren't hearing you. No, we're still not hearing you. It shows that your speaker is muted. We can see you, but your speaker is muted. There you go. We cannot hear you. Let's get Councillor Haney. Perhaps you could call in, Councillor.
Go ahead, Tim Cunahan.
Yeah, I'm
here. Thank you, Tim. All right.
I may have fixed it. Did I fix it?
Yes, you
fixed
did.
It.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, Eric. Okay, everyone is here. Thank you for responding. You can go ahead and mute now again. So, Rachel, do you want to take us through the declaration of a local state of emergency?
Yes, thank you, Mayor. The purpose of this item is to ratify the emergency declaration that it was signed and effective March 17th. The emergency declaration is a preemptive action that allows the city to respond to the emergency and to the extraordinary circumstances caused by COVID-19. Specific steps that we're taking at this time include suspending utility shutoffs, suspending late fees for payments, and it also makes it clear that the city's ability to request federal and state funds in response to this. I'll also mention, Mayor and Councilors, on the operational side, we are maintaining essential services, utility operations, police, fire, and EMS. In order to do so, we've put in safety protocols that include abiding by social distancing guidelines, PPE for first responders, personal protective equipment, contingency plans for staff and for those first and essential responders and staff. And we have also closed our facilities to the public, except for the police department. City services that are legally required and otherwise are being maintained. We are changing the way we work. We're working virtually, we're working remotely, and we have limited staff here at City Hall. We are also collaborating with our community partners on this response via the Emergency Operations Center at the county and the Joint Information Center at the county. I also want to mention that GetReadyGorge.com is a website that was put in place by the county and the EOC to share information with the community. Finally, Mayor, these are scary times, and this is unprecedented. So how we respond is important. We're following guidelines from public health, including washing hands, covering, and everybody can do this. Wash hands, cover your cough, stay home, except for essential activities like grocery shopping. I also want to mention, Mayor, councilors, that we need to show up for others. Communicate with those who are impacted financially and with vulnerable populations, also including healthcare workers, our first responders, and all of those providing essential services at this time. We have a very strong community here and strong community partnerships. Nonprofits are stepping up, schools, county, the Chamber and Mid-Columbia Economic Development District, all taking extraordinary measures to respond to the community at this time. With that, Mayor, I'll turn it over back over to you, and I'd be happy to take any questions.
Okay, thank you so much. Thank you for being proactive on doing this resolution this week. Everything's been changing very, very rapidly, and I think this was appropriate thing to do in light of everything that's going on. So I think, if people have questions, if you could just, I can see everyone except for Tim, and so I have such a large scrolling amount of people on my screen here that I'm going to try and keep Tim to raise his hand on the participants' names on the side, but everyone else I can see. So if you'd like to speak, if you could raise your hand so that I can call on people individually so we don't talk all at the same time, that would be great. And then when you do talk, unmute yourself. So I'd like to just have some discussion before we get into a motion on this, just to get people's feel for what's going on and what you feel about the doing this motion today. So if people could just raise their hand if they have a comment. Eric?
Sure, I had one question, which I'll ask at the end. Can everybody hear me? Yeah, good.
Yeah.
But I just some basic comments I thought I'd like to share. First, I share the mayor's view and thanks for the city manager being proactive. Her professionalism, I think, is really standing out here. You know, decisions need to be made. She was proactive, and she's making those decisions, and I thank her for that. I also think our city staff should get a call out. Our police officers and our first responders are having to demonstrate bravery in the face of this invisible enemy, and it's just such a wonderful thing that they're doing, and I thank them for that. And our public works, too. I mean, just think of the preciousness of our running water, preciousness of our sewer systems functioning and working. Those are all important public health tools, and those people going to work and continuing that, very important. You know, our community does have a history of coming together. I think of the fire from 2017, think of the flood back in 1996. It's harder to come together now because we have this physical barrier, but I think we can and we will endure through this. And again, I thank the city manager for her proactivism, and we'll be supporting the resolution. One question I had, and I got this question from a medical provider who said that he's been speaking with some elderly folks that were wondering if this emergency resolution is a shelter in place order, which some other communities are doing. I think the answer to that is no, but that was a specific question I got from someone in the community and wondered if the city manager could address that.
Thank you, Councillor, for the question. This is not a shelter-in-place order. You are correct. This is a preemptive action that allows us to change some of the services that we provide, such as suspending utility shutoffs that are specifically articulated in our municipal code. So it allows us to do that. It allows us to suspend late fees, and it opens up opportunities for federal and state funding. Otherwise, any other actions that we take would be specifically communicated, but it is not a shelter in place order at this time.
Thank you. Additional comments, questions? Megan?
I think that Councilor Zan Miller has his hand raised too.
Yes.
Megan?
Sorry, I can't unmute myself.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, so I will second Eric's comments of basically thanks to staff and the community for changing operations, but keeping everything running as well as we can given what's going on. I absolutely support this resolution. Clearly, if we need to do it, I think, given how much things have changed. I feel like even since Monday when this was written, maybe beyond this meeting, it'd be great to talk about what else needs to be done or what can't be done. But for now, I'm on board for this, and I think it's really important to keep utilities going, even for folks who are struggling financially.
Thank you, Megan. I've got three people with their hands up, so I'm just going to call one at a time. Gladys?
I'm trying to unmute her.
Oh. Hear me?
Yeah.
Yes.
I echo everyone else's sentiment. Thank you so much, Rachel. Thank you to all of our staff, city staff, all of our businesses who are being affected, of our community, also our healthcare workers who are first lines of defense right now. The only comment that I would like to add at this moment is in the suggested motion towards the end, it says, novel corona pandemic, and I'd like to add, or if you could please add very specifically, either COVID-19 or COVID-19 pandemic, as it is written in the subject line at the beginning, and also on page 3 towards the top, if you could be very specific and call it by its name, COVID-19.
Okay.
Thank you. The other comment that I quickly want to add is, this is only the first step. I definitely agree with Megan. There are other actions that I think we should be looking into, as, for example, all the kids that are staying home right now and are unable to go to school, but are also transportation bound and unable to get to those meal sites, factors that we should definitely look into as this goes on.
Okay, I think, Columbia Area Transit is looking into some of those types of potential deliveries. So Rachel and I will be attending another meeting tomorrow. They're having meetings twice a week, the emergency office at the county. And those are the kind of things that we talk about. So it'll be one of the discussion items, I'm sure, tomorrow. Right now we're meeting twice a week. It may be more often than that in the future, I don't know.
And Mayor, if I could add to that, that's absolutely right, correct. And councilors, if you're hearing things in the community, if you're hearing of needs that are not being met, please do filter that to the mayor or to me so that we can bring those up at those joint, at those coordinating calls. Or if you're hearing of, several of you have let me know how we can do better on our communication efforts. So again, our role is to share this community-wide information and to participate in the community response in addition to maintaining our essential services. So as the, our strongest connection to the community, if you are hearing of needs that are not being met, please do let us know.
Okay, Mark.
Good morning. I certainly agree and support all of the good kudos that everyone else has said. Good job, staff, keep it up. I guess my one question, and Rachel answered it, was if we do other things besides underneath this emergency declaration that you know, besides the things that Rachel mentioned, just keeping us in the loop would be good. And then from my perspective, you know, we're buying takeaway from restaurants and stuff to try to ease the burden on them just a little teeny bit, and you know, getting the word out on that. And then my only other thought is that I know that the school district has volunteers helping with food, and it seems like they're full up. But if we could be a clearinghouse for information about where there are other volunteer opportunities or requirements, for two reasons. One, it keeps people from rushing out and accidentally creating a crowd that's unnecessary. But B, if there's people like Fish and the school district that need volunteers, you know, both personally and then as a community, we could help communicate that kind of stuff. So I don't know how to suggest doing that, but it seems like it could be a useful role that the city could play. That's it.
Thanks, Mark. Just to address that last suggestion you had, Mark, we did talk about that Monday with Barbearers, and they, with the joint information center that they are setting up, that was one of the suggestions that we had, that we need to figure out where to plug in volunteers, because there's a lot of people that do want to volunteer. And so they're going to start coordinating where volunteers can be put. And so that hopefully we'll have some of that set up by the end of this week or the first part of next week. Thank you. Tim?
I'm trying.
Thanks. I want to just ditto what everybody else has said. I did want to especially call out the benefits of suspending utility payments. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
And those types of crucial things that we can do to ease the financial burden of the folks affected by this. And wanted to follow up. I know, Rachel, could you describe any steps that you're taking to facilitate any measures to ease the pain on some of our local businesses? Anything that you've got there, small business loans, outreach activities, so on and so forth?
Councillor, I'd be happy to, and I might actually ask Councillor Mehta to respond in her capacity with Mid-Columbia Economic Development. We are supporting all of those efforts. The city is not specifically doing anything at this time other than supporting those efforts. And Councillor, I'm looking at you, Councillor Mehta.
Okay. Thank you, Rachel. So Tim, we do have, in terms of small business support, we are using mced.org/ready as a clearinghouse for information for businesses and employers. We are we're convening a bi-state effort on the Oregon side. Nate Seiss with the governor's regional team has been integral in helping convene the Oregon side effort for workforce and economic development concerns. And we're expanding that tomorrow's will be a bi-state staff level discussion of what we can do to support small businesses. We do, on the loan front, the SBA has come out with some emergency loans. We also have, there is emergency loan programs available through Mid-Columbia Economic Development District. I also say I've noticed some of the banks are coming out with their own programs. But the city has been very helpful in sharing information. And I think that that's really one of the best things that we can do right now is to, I know that I'm being bombarded with lots of information, and the city, I think the city is doing a great job of trying to funnel that and really focus attention on the appropriate sources for everybody. And just while I have the microphone, I will, General, thank you again, echoing everybody for the work on all this and seeing what we can do to protect our most vulnerable people during this time. I appreciate it.
Thanks. because I think all of those things are really important. I mean, it's really crucial that we do whatever we can to make sure that our community comes out but as whole as possible at the end of this particular time. So to the extent possible that we can look into any other measures that facilitate any other things to ease the financial burden on both our citizens and our businesses, that would be fantastic. So other than that, I agree with everything everybody else has said and support the emergency resolution.
And I wanted to clarify one thing. When you were speaking, Tim, I'm not sure how you stated it, but I just wanted to make it clear. So, and you can clarify this, Rachel. We aren't suspending the bills for water and sewer. We're suspending shutoffs, and we're suspending fines or interest payments and things like that, correct?
That's correct. We're suspending late payment fees and fines, and we are suspending utility shutoffs. No water utility will be shut off during this time.
Okay, great. Does anyone else have anything that on this particular subject before we talk about making a motion? Tim, did you have your hand up still?
Yes, I mean, I just wanted to, I mean, really, I could, is it true then that if for some reason folks can't afford to make their utility payments, that they'll be able to pay them without any penalty?
That's correct, Counselor. If paying a utility bill is a hardship, there will be no penalty for delaying that payment, and the water will not be shut off.
Yeah, and I think that that's really important.
Okay, I guess my comments, I just want to echo everyone else. Thank you, staff, for weathering this so well and being calm and methodical about everything we're doing. Decisions you're making, Rachel, I think those are fantastic in the light of everything that we're dealing with right now. And thank you, Council, for coming together for the meeting today and everyone showing up here in their individual spaces. Really appreciate it. My question on the resolution is, and I know there's dates on this that say April 14th. I felt that those dates were a little bit early. I was thinking maybe those needed to be extended out a little bit further. But we are going to revisit this. We'll be meeting in the future, maybe special meetings like this, or a semblance of some meetings that will be coming forward on our regular meeting schedule. But I'm sure it's going to look quite different, the things that we'll be looking at in the next few weeks or months. So we may be looking at this again in the very near future to extend it further. So I guess that was my main comment on this.
Mayor, there is a provision to extend the emergency declaration should it be necessary.
Okay, and do we need to ratify that, or that would just be you would make a decision on going forward with extending it yourself?
I would make that decision.
Okay, great. Megan?
Are you trying to unmute also?
No.
Okay.
Okay, there you go. So in that, because I do agree with Kate that at this point, unfortunately, it looks like the 14th is probably too short, but it said that we can extend it, but by shorter periods of time. Does that cause any problems? Is it worth extending now, or what is that?
At this point, counselors, I recommend that we ratify this, and we will take it one day at a time. This is a dynamic and evolving situation. We are here and prepared to respond, and we will extend as needed.
Okay, thank you. Okay,
If someone's ready to make a motion, they
well,
can.
I'm unmuted, so I might.
Okay.
Can you help me unmute them all?
I move to approve resolution 2020-04, ratifying the city manager's declaration of emergency.
These are very difficult.
Sorry, can you not hear me?
You can. I'm sorry. I thought I was muted.
Okay. I'm going to restart. Sorry. I move to approve resolution 2020-04, ratifying the city manager's declaration of emergency pursuant to.
I can't unmute
the
CMO.
2.48.050 and ORS 401.309. Authorizing the city manager to respond as appropriate to the public health hazard conditions associated with the novel coronavirus COVID-19 pandemic. With the one edit, Gladys had suggested to add in COVID-19 to the resolution. We have a vote.
Everyone is unmuted.
I second that motion.
Thank you, Gladys. We have a motion by Megan and a second by Gladys to ratify resolution 2020-04 with the addition of the corrected or additional language from Gladys. Let's do a roll call vote. Gladys Rivera?
Aye.
Megan Saunders?
Yes.
Tim Cunahan?
Aye.
Mark Zan Miller?
Yes.
Eric Haney?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. All right,
Jessica.
I vote aye.
Oh, sorry, Jessica. I have all the names scrolling on the top of my thing here, and you were clear off the edge. I couldn't see you. Sorry about that.
Okay.
All right, so it's unanimous. We have approved the resolution 2020-04. Rachel, do we have anything else that on this particular subject that besides the resolution, but also to do with COVID-19 that we need to talk about?
No, Mayor, Councilors, not at this time. Thank you very much for your patience as we work through the technology, and thank you all for your service.
Okay, I just wanted to mention, and I don't know, I assume everyone can see it, but we have 64 participants in our call today. So thank you, public, for calling in and listening to our meeting this morning. We're probably gonna be having several more meetings this way, and I'm glad that the public is calling in to listen to what's happening. Thank you so much. We will adjourn the meeting at 10:28.